got a gentleman that's a contractor, been listening all morning. He was the one that joked about New Mexico being lazy. Apparently, he's a contractor, a foreman. Heard us talk about the sad story about the gentleman that passed away in the attic working on air conditioning unit. And he goes through all the things that he does for his crews and says, if you're dying on my job, it won't be because you're thirsty. Providing Gatorade and electrolytes and rest and shade. But it brings out something that I presented to our certified partners at one of our mixers. This was at last one in Tucson. That would have been at Intelligent Designs, new office with Andrew. Is painting the picture of what the next generation of labor workers can look like in the construction field. There's a ad campaign going on billboards that drives me nuts, and it's like, don't hire, a bonehead, basically. And it shows an old guy that looks like, you know, probably mid-50s, that doesn't have a clue what he's doing, full of grease, and not even dressed very well. I'm like, that it irritates me because I'm like, man, if anybody knows how to fix something, it's probably those old guys. And instead of making them look horrible, we should be making them, like, you know, honoring them for their experience. But anyway, just drives me nuts every time I see those. But the new generation of contractor and what they look like, a lot of them are wearing uniforms now, where in the past they hadn't been. It's a lot of very common for service guys to show up in complete uniform. They're putting boots on over their boots, cloth protectors, so they're not tracking the outdoor elements into the home. If they're going to be coming in and out multiple times, a lot of times they're rolling out floor protectors to make sure they're not getting anything beat up. They're putting wraps around corners if they're dragging in a lot of equipment or units up to the attic that they're trying to get installed. But something that needs to be developed for the next stage. Have you ever looked close at a police officer sitting in their car in the summertime? If you're in any kind of festival, they usually have to have security. Take a close look and look underneath their bulletproof vests. There's hoses, and you can notice this on motorcycle cops too. There's air that's circulating through their uniforms that are helping keeping their body cool. And we need to adapt that to somebody that can be a contractor. And this is one of those things that I've got this idea for a company, and I'm going to give it away right now because
here we go. Another million-dollar idea.
Well, and I can't. I don't have the time. I barely have enough time to keep, fulfill all my responsibilities for my existing job. I don't have time to go do another one or start another one, much less. But a company that would service contractors. Let's say you are working in an attic. You've got an air conditioning crew, and they've got the air conditioning for this homeowner's out. We've got to get it done today. It's a triple digit. Well, for an extra X amount of dollars, you could hire this, Arizona Cool Contractor Incorporated, and they would show up in a big van that's got an evap cooler that they would duct to the gable vents of the home at 4 o'clock, turn it on. So when the work crew got there at 6 or 7 o'clock, okay, you've got an evap cooled attic that your guys can work in. Now, being able to work in that a cooler degree is going to help your guys go faster and be more efficient. It's very hard to focus and do your best work when you're hot and exhausted.
So you see like a mobile unit that connects the ducts in temporarily.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
For roofers, if you could find a way to put shade sails up over the roof while they're working, it could move across the roof. And there's a lot of developing things. Develop those uniforms that would have air pumping through them, cool rush towels, jackets that have, when you pack your lunch, and you've got those liquid packs from your freezer that you take out and you put in, you could insert these maybe onto the back and in the front, have a couple of those around your body. Something that helps keep your body temperature down during those extreme heats. And, that's one thing that I hear a lot of people that aren't as an excuse to not go into the trades. Well, I don't want to be outside when it's 115 degrees. Well, someone's got to be. And those people that do make a fairly good living. And I think there's just the next stage of development to complement those workers and increase those working conditions in that extreme heat. And then you take the reverse of that and you figure out how to work in Duluth, Minnesota in the wintertime when it's negative 40 and the wind's blowing.
You know, on the 50th anniversary of Man on the Moon, a lot of those spacesuits had temperature controls inside the suit because, you know, the men had to stay warm in very cold temperatures and vice versa. So, yeah, it's a genius idea.
So, all right, before we get back to home improvement calls, we do have a caller that has information on that Arizona postcard that's got the Saguaro falling on it. Mark in Apache Junction, what can you tell us about that postcard? Was that your car?
The reason why I know about it is because I've owned three of them, and it's not a Buick.
What was it? What is it?
First of all, are you related to Rosie and Jennifer?
Yes. That's my mom and dad.
Very well. You're in their rear view mirror, and that's complimentary.
Well, thank you.
All right.
They are.
That car station wagon is a 78 to 82, maybe 83 Ford Fairmont station wagon.
Well, and you have three of them.
I've owned three of them. It's not a Buick. Call your transmission guys on Sunday morning.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the call. It now we know. And if you follow us on social media, you'll see just where Rosie and Jennifer are today. You talked about the moonwalk. They are at the Neil Armstrong Air and Space Museum today. And we've got a picture up of them, you know, where you can go up to a board and it's painted and it's got a cutout for your head and you can stick your head on it. This one is
Lunar Rover.
Yes.
Is that what
they-
That's great.
My oldest sister, Rachel, old-time listeners of the broadcast remember her from when she was on the air in the early 2000s. Her husband's full-time military, and it's taken him all over the world and has them in, I think it's outside of Dayton, Ohio, is where they're at right now. So they went out to visit them and their two grandsons, and we'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for the compliments. Let's get to Keith in Phoenix and see how we can help him this Saturday morning. Mr. Keith.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a problem with paper wasps in my pool, and I cannot locate the hive. I've got a lot of shrubbery around the pool. They're a nuisance. Sometimes they do sting you. Trying to eradicate them. Any suggestions?
I don't know if this will work on wasps or what exactly the ingredient is that makes this work. But if you go into a pool company, pool supply company, they sell products to keep bees away from your pool. And we had our neighbor use it and work fairly well. We've had another neighbor that used it and it marginal. But I would start there before anything else, just see if that doesn't work for keeping the wasps away. A lot of times when we have these flying, you know, bees or wasps, insects coming into the pool, I've noticed if the pool deck doesn't go over the plaster of the pool, if there's no lip and they can just walk down, that seems to attract more because they've got a way to then land and walk down to the water. Or if there's that lip overhang and there's tile behind at the water line, there's nothing for them to attach onto. One of my neighbors that this kind of marginally worked, they have a pebble deck, and the pebble deck comes up out of the water and around. So it's real easy for the insects to land on there and walk down. So if you've got a lip, that helps. And then in any way you can keep them from being able to land, if you've got toys or floaties or whatever left, make sure all of that's out so it doesn't give them a landing platform and they'll go find another source of water.
And the reason they're in the pool, they're looking for moisture, correct?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay. I still don't understand, you know, you've got chlorine in that water. Wouldn't that kill the wasp? you know, if they were to consume it, it's always boggled my mind because I've had that issue before with bees and wasps in a pool.
Yeah, I think the chlorine content is parts per million is so low.
It's minuscule.
And the amount that those insects are absorbing is you know, less than a dropper out of a medicine bottle. You know, it's so small. I don't see that would get.
And they've built up a resistance over the decades.
So let us know if that works, and we'll take it from there. There was a new hotel coming to Sedona. It's the first landscape hotel in North America. And what grabbed me about this as interesting is they build all of these rooms are going to be above ground. So they're not putting in concrete slabs. And what that's the reason for that is they're trying to not disturb the natural landscape. And that is one thing that, it's hard for me to look at when you see a subdivision, you know, you drove this scenic route along the 303 or, you know, and yesterday it was natural desert and you come back and there's thousands of acres just scratched raw. Now, yeah, in 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you get great places like the Wigwam out of it and, you know, communities. But I always liked the Tucson landscapes just because you could tell they disturb as little native vegetation as possible when they're building their homes instead of just scratching it all completely dry. Well, this now, you don't even disturb the pad space. I don't know how. I mean, I'm sure there is areas. You've got to have drainage for sewer. You've got to have water supply. So there's some infrastructure, but the point of all of this design is to disturb as little of the nature as possible. Now, it's not going to be a great application for lower in the desert because those concrete slabs offer great cooling. If we're putting homes above ground in the lower desert area, you're going to add some increased cooling costs that are going to be obnoxious. And
those rooms are completely open, right? It's all not completely windows. I mean, there are some walls there too as well, but
mainly glass.
Mainly glass. I hope they have curtains on.
So
there.
you can enjoy the scenic surrounds.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm sure they all have.
For privacy, I meant for that.
Right.
But yeah, I can't wait. I think it's December 2020 is their projection to open in Sedona.
All right. Now, I completely blew past giving away our Diamondbacks tickets. Generally, we do that in the second segment of the open home hour, which we've just recently switched to the 10 o'clock and switched our 9 and 10 o'clock. So this is for Wednesday, July 24th against the Oilers. We posed a question in our newsletter. Jen, do you remember what that question is? She does not. I'm going to ask the question as soon as I get to our newsletter.
Once again, you said the Oilers. Look at it again. The Oilers are no longer in.
Oh, that's a Houston.
Yeah, that's the Houston
team.
Oilers. They've been
Orioles.
Orioles. Oh, Baltimore.
Baltimore. Ah. So the question in our, and I deleted it out of my inbox. Of course I did. Does anybody remember the question from our newsletter?
I wasn't there.
I was going to give everyone a chance to look it up. So we'll do it after the break because I'm a little late. It's Rosie on the House, final segment of our open home hour, and this Saturday's broadcast coming up next.